Pokedex number 030. Nidorina. Written by Alan Kuhn. Read by Mistborn Hero. The Pokemon stood up on its hind legs, stretching for food like the rest of its group. A new batch had just hatched, making all the Pokemon work even harder. The Nidorinas, who had found food, were chewing it up for the young Nidorans, while the Nidorinas, much fewer in number than their female counterparts and other members of the group, continued to search for more berries and roots to meet their own needs. After all, there was never enough food. The young Nidorina was foraging in the small clearing where the group had settled for the day, moving a little away from the others, sleeping under the bushes to sniff the ground and the trees. The Nidorina didn't like it, feeling a bit nervous about straying even briefly from the group, but it was necessary to find food. It was only a matter of checking if she could find some berries further away, or anything else that the group could eat. Nidorina scratched at the ground with her claws, sniffing the air and the branches, thinking of a great meal. She walked on her hind legs to better assess her surroundings, her head turning left, then right, before continuing through the bushes and tall grasses at the base of the trees, until she heard the snap of a branch behind her. Immediately, the Pokemon spikes bristled and she prepared to attack, whether with claws or teeth, driven as much by fear as by the need to protect her family and the younger members from any danger. She was ready to strike when she saw it was just a Ladybug, fleeing in fear, much more frightened than Nidorina had been by the encounter. The Pokemon felt a wave of relief wash over her as the insect Pokemon retreated. It had been a close call that made her fear the worst, but it was a good sign, despite her fright. Insect Pokemon were often found near berry trees, and after taking a few steps, she spotted a partially eaten fruit on the ground, and branches loaded with juicy, ripe berries within her reach, ready to be brought back to the others. The end.